Kat Corner and Nona Peltier, mena kaupapa kai pakehi. She's in the studio to talk business. Now, Nona, Reserve Bank rights raise the official cash rate. What did it have to say about the economic outlook? Is there more pain down the pipe?
Well, if you're trying to tackle inflation, you would say there has to be a lot of pain to get that under control. The only way that the Reserve Bank can really deal with that is by raising interest rates. The official cash rate moved today to the highest level it's been since November 2016. And that was at 2%. That's where we are now. It was a half a percentage point increase today. That's not going to be the end of it, though. The Reserve Bank governor talked about that in a press conference late this afternoon. And he says basically, yeah, this is what's going on around the world, and this is how they're going to be having to react. And we have a little bit from him today.
The pace of economic growth is slowing, however, globally. There's been a broad-based tightening in global monetary and financial conditions, and this is acting to slow spending growth, accentuated by these high costs of basics such as food and energy staples.
Yes, and I guess that's the real pain part of all of this. With interest rates going up, that's going to cost homeowners more if they're mortgaged. It's going to also cost businesses more as well. And those kinds of costs do tend to get passed on. But when you raise interest rates, you kind of hope it's going to tackle inflation. Whether it does or not, that's difficult to see, mostly because a lot of our inflation that we've had over the past 2 years has been imported. So, for example, oil prices, there's not a lot that can be done about that. And then the supply chain issues, well, there's not a lot that can be done about that either. So the Reserve Bank has really no choice but to act now and then act more. We're going to see increasing interest rate hikes. That's what's been signaled. That's what the market's expecting. And certainly that's what's come through in the markets today in terms of our dollar. You would expect higher interest rates. While it's going to hurt homeowners with mortgages, it's going to benefit people with savings accounts because they're going to get more for deposit rates. And if you think about it, our pensioners have been struggling on very low income from deposit rates and so on for quite a while now. And this is going to turn around. So there's always pluses and minuses. But in terms of our dollar, we gained substantially following the monetary policy statement to 65.1 U.S. cents last I looked, and that was from 64.4 just before. Yep. So that's quite a hike. The New Zealand dollar against the Australian is at 91.5 and against the British pence at 51.9. So interesting times in the market, and I don't think that this is the end of it. We're probably going to see some additional increases there in our cash rate, I mean, in our value of our currency. How quickly that moves, I don't know. I guess it depends on what the international investors make of what the governor had to say in more detail.
Yeah, okay. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, right? Full-year profit taken a major hit. What's the reason? Because they were doing quite well, weren't they?
Well, they are still doing quite well. So, yes, they took a major hit. Their net profit dropped 28%. And normally you would think, oh, my. But that's to, what, $377 million.
This is they make breathing equipment, don't
they? They do, respiratory equipment. So they came off a very big high. Their products have been in demand because of COVID. So revenues also fell 15%. But you'd expect that because the sales figures and profit margins they've been making over the last couple of years have been quite strong. One of the things they do, for example, they sold 10 years worth of hardware equipment in the last 2 years. And with that hardware equipment comes consumables. Now, what they don't know is how much of the consumables, those are the masks and the hoses and so forth, that the hospitals have stockpiled. But they know there's 10 years worth of hardware out there that they're hoping to help hospitals translate from COVID to other kinds of respiratory illnesses so that they can continue to sell consumables, because really that's how Fisher & Paykel makes money. And they make a lot of money. But never mind, the market wasn't really that happy. And the main reason they weren't happy is because, unlike, I guess, some people, we don't know who those people might be, they don't have a crystal ball. So they can't say what's going to happen next with COVID. And the other thing they don't know is how much stock is being held by the hospitals. So because of that, they didn't provide a guidance, and the market doesn't like that. So the share price fell 4%. Yeah, 4%. That dragged down our market. We fell 0.2%. That's a 74-point drop to 11,173. And that's not in line with what we've seen in Asia, where it's been mostly in positive territory after, you know, quite a lot of stumbles recently. And these are not easy times for anyone. Certainly, I don't have any predictions.
Thank you for the update, Nona Peltier there with business.